This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
It's on my mind, so I have a temptation to start with our fight, but I think I'd rather leave it for when Sal is on later. Get somebody else's opinion who's sort of in the room with us.
Hey, Zach. What were we fighting about?
Bathroom sink conversation.
Oh, okay.
I think I want to save it. Because, I mean, really, that you and I are hilarious, but it's so unusable for anybody who doesn't work here.
Yeah.
That, yeah. I mean, I'd love to have the thing out in the public, you know, in the uh-huh. space uh-huh. to have the conversation on the air, but it's just a little bit too esoteric. It's a little bit too inside baseball. Can't do it. Maybe with Sal. I thought about texting Joe and Jeremy to get their opinions to see how wrong you are about this. But anyway, we will not do that.
How wrong I am about a thing I've never one time thought once about.
Well, I mean, you've thought about it
before yesterday.
You thought about it well enough to have like a knee-jerk answer to it. Like you didn't even have to think about it.
Well, because you asked me a question and I knew the answer immediately because I know what I do every time. But it wasn't like it's not a plan. Like I don't have a good explanation for it other than I know that. Anyway, we'll save it. We're already giving away too much.
Right. Well, let's just make the peace. And I mean, is there a better way to make the peace than reverse AFC power rankings? Really, is there we can all come together and argue about how to rank NFL teams that play in the AFC. Time now for reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric. I do have a follow-up involving the NFC when we're done here, if you can help me remember.
Right.
Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com.
We should have time.
Nothing
but time. We got all kinds of time.
Last go round for this page today.
All right.
Here it is.
I like how that looks.
Pretty good.
It's pretty clean. It's very, I like the lines across the page are very orderly. If not up and down, too, but across looks very nice.
Three words. I haven't gone on vacation recently, so that's.
Uh-huh. sorry, you know so how hard I work bathroom. To match your handwriting?
I don't know.
I think I do pretty well.
I do too.
Considering it's a totally different hand and person.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Yes. All right. Get out your standings. Here we go. Another week down on the NFL calendar. 16. Oh, there's one answer.
I hate to be so standings reliant here, but the Jets are nowhere.
Are you giving Tennessee a bump down because they fired their coach?
Yes. Yes.
See, I like the Jets at 0-6 because they are going to have a rookie quarterback week one next year at the new Highmark Stadium making his NFL debut. I mean, that's not going to happen if the Bills win the Super Bowl and it's a Thursday night, but it could happen Sunday at 1.
That's probably right, yeah. They may get their hands on a really nice young quarterback prospect, sort of like Tennessee maybe did last April. And if the coaching is incompetent, like it almost always is in New York, that guy won't have a chance.
Well, you put it that way. There is a new Mel Kiper Jr. big board if you want it.
Oh, it's bye week.
It's the bye week. We got time, yeah. As you said. We got hockey games now, but still. I got to say Tennessee. I think that is completely off the rails. Mike McCoy, I mean, just, did you see, who was it that tweeted yesterday the two names being considered as possible replacements are Arthur Smith and Matt Nagy? Like, just Tennessee. Yeah. I heard on Establish the Run that, I mean, I didn't follow this yesterday or Monday, if that's when it happened, but the coach got fired, and they had a news conference, and the owner didn't show. It just wasn't important enough to her to, like, be accountable for that.
Yeah. I
got to say Tennessee.
All right. I still like the quarterback. I think he's in tough.
You're going to die hard
on
this.
But I think that's an important piece. I think that until the Jets get... You know, they're going to find their way to that. I don't know what, I'm not assuming they'll get the right guy or a guy at all.
No, you can't. Zach Wilson happened.
Yeah.
You can't assume it.
They're, to me, spiraling, and it's possible Glenn might not make it out of the season.
I agree.
I don't know. They get to 0-10. I don't know what the road ahead for them is like, but does it matter? They're the worst. They can't do anything.
Oh, let me ask you this. Who are you rooting for Sunday? Carolina at the Jets, or does it completely not matter? It's not like a Kansas City question, is it?
No.
It's not the Baltimore-Kansas City
game. No.
Who would you rather see win that game, the Bills' next opponent or the winless Jets? I mean, how do you even answer this?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care.
I like the idea of Carolina having a winning record going into the Bills game.
Okay.
Because, I mean, are they good? They crushed Atlanta.
They've been, I guess, I saw something, I haven't gone back and checked this, but the home-road splits for maybe the team and Bryce Young specifically might be pretty drastic.
They're coming off of two home games in a row against Miami and Dallas, which is pretty soft.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they're good.
Yeah.
But they're not 1-5, they're 3-3. The Panthers.
I would like the Jets to stay winless, I guess. So I guess I would root for Carolina here.
All right. Welcome to the first overall pick, Jets.
Anyway, I'm on the Jets.
Tennessee.
I'm on Tennessee.
Okay.
Damn it.
Good job. Good guys. Effort. 15. Oh, well. Does it have to be the Jets here? I don't know that it does. I will say Jets.
What are they good at?
No.
Wearing green. That's like the only thing they're good at.
Field goals. Wearing green. They're so good at that. They've always been good at that. Field goals. No. I will say Jets. There's another team I thought about here, but the end of the first half is fire everybody.
Yeah.
The end of the first half is they didn't want to score. It was a close game. They didn't know what to do. On offense, the quarterback doesn't even know it's about to be the 2-minute warning. Just like it was a real embarrassment, I thought in that. They could have won. Just did not have any peak drought Bills. Speaking of reverse, whatever the peak drought bills is, like, way down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And that's peak
right.
when it comes to the drought. Whenever that was, Edwards just, like, not knowing what to do on the field and nobody having an answer.
Throwing it out of bounds on fourth down.
Yes, right, exactly. That's what the end of the first half was in London.
Subterranean drought bills.
Gotta go Jets. It's a fair argument for 16. They didn't win. He didn't win, but.
Yeah, you know, I didn't do my best work.
14, Cleveland.
Sure. Yeah, I'm fine there.
13.
I think I want to say Miami. I
want to say Miami, too.
I think they are Tua and Jalen Waddle away from being the Jets. I think I think everyone there that matters is going to be fired, and if Tua is still there, it's only because of the contract, and someone's going to feel saddled with him, and that will probably impact the quality of the hire you can make, because someone's going to walk in the door feeling like they're kind of stuck, and when does that get fixed? I don't know. I mean, I guess they could. I shouldn't say it so definitively. The Broncos walked away from $80 million or something on Russell Wilson. So teams have found the appetite to bite that off if they feel like they need to do it. I think Miami is headed there.
Do you remember a conversation or conversations in the offseason about, or pre-draft, about whether it was a good idea for the Dolphins to draft a rookie, like on day two?
I don't remember that.
I remember thinking that, but like also dismissing it. Because they'll never do that, right? They're still close enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did get on a winning streak last year after the season was pretty much over. They're still, I think, committed enough to him that they would not. Who would it have been? Dylan Gabriel? I don't know who. I don't know who it would have been, but like somebody, somebody. Yeah, right. Somebody where if they were in this exact position, people would be talking about a move.
When is he going in? Right.
Instead. They'll run Tua all the way to the end and win six. They'll go 6-11. Book it. 12.
Raiders.
Yeah. I like the Raiders where you put Miami, but you guys were too fast. I would have bet Raiders there. Does Pete Carroll coach that team next year?
No.
Week one. No? It's one and done?
Yep.
I think I would bet that. I think I would go against you on that.
I could see...
Lindy Ruff is back.
I could see him... Whatever, they're going to win four games, five games, whatever they're going to do, whatever they're going to end up. It's not going to be a good year. And I could see him going... And Geno's going to lead the league in interceptions. Like, that was your idea. So do you have the stomach to start over there? Right? Draft someone, go get Kirk Cousins. Go get whomever. Is rolling around Joe Flacco. I don't know.
Oh my God.
When does the Joe Flacco tour get to Vegas? He hasn't been there yet, right? So maybe
like every good rock star when they get old.
Right.
They all eventually play Vegas.
It was a week-long appearance at the Sphere for Joe Flacco. No, the Sphere's too high end now. It's going to be somewhere more off the strip.
Yeah, anyway. I think it's the Barbary Coast.
Right. Thank you.
She's long gone.
Pete Carroll's going to go to the owner, like, however you want to phrase it. You want to word it like you're big and tough and you took me out back? Fine. I don't really care. I'd like to get some of the money I was due coming to me, but I don't want to do this anymore. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I let you down. This isn't working.
Who's the second choice behind Geno Smith to be the week one starting quarterback for the Raiders? The answer is obvious. Tom Brady.
Let's go.
Let's not go. Isn't that the name of his show? Let's go.
Oh, I don't even know.
I think it is. And he's got ads where he says that all the time. But that was, accidentally
yeah, I guess.
Terrific.
Right.
11.
I wanted to put an expletive in the middle there, and I decided not to go with freaking and just let it be let's go. Anyway, mm-hmm. All right.
11.
11.
Cincinnati?
Bengals? Sure.
Tear break here? Or the Bengals?
I don't think the Bengals belong necessarily a tier above the Raiders. No.
You both like Bengals?
Yeah.
Who else would I pick? I don't know who else I'd pick.
Everybody else, to me, is still live to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't really think that they are.
Well, they play tomorrow night.
The most hilarious thing that's happened to them this week is that Mike Tomlin appears to be mad at the Browns for trading them Joe Flacco.
I mean,
he flat out said it. That's real, right? That wasn't a fake thing.
No, that was real.
All right, good.
I would love to see the Bengals win tomorrow night.
Well, me too.
Game and a half back with a win in the head-to-head, if they do.
I just want to get the Steelers dinged is all I'm looking for.
Come on. Okay, well, that's right. I think a Bengals win would be fun and funny tomorrow.
Agree.
10.
Jacksonville.
Yes, totally. 9, Pittsburgh. Stinks. Congrats on your plus 12 point differential. Minnesota is more than double better.
Yeah. I'm all right with Pittsburgh here. I've often defended them, but they have to be ready to turn into a pumpkin at some point here.
We've been saying it for years.
They do this every few years, though, where they're going to go on an extended win streak. The record will look nice, but every underlying number is like they're terrible. They were 11-0 in like 21.
That one of those last Roethlisberger years. Yeah.
We talked about it yesterday, 2020, and they lost to Cleveland in the playoffs at home when Cleveland didn't have its coach. That was the season, I think, right?
Yes, that's right.
I mean, never wrong just early. Pittsburgh will eventually be bad. We've been saying that for a decade.
I'm good with them at what number 9. Are we at? 9?
Now it gets good. 8. Houston?
Yeah, I think I want to say Houston next.
Right. 2 and 3. At Seattle Monday night. Bulldog will be asleep, but I will watch this game for you, and that's kind of interesting.
Kick. Yeah.
10 o'clock kick Monday. Perhaps the last Monday night two-gamer ever because of how the how ESPN is buying the NFL Network, and it's not expected that they will have Monday night doubleheaders anymore going forward. But we've had, what? It'll be 4 and 5 weeks, something like that.
Why does them buying the NFL Network preclude them from airing Monday Night Football doubleheaders?
I don't know, but I read that.
Okay.
I forget.
Not sure that I'm going to love to know what the connection there is, because I'm not sure that tracks for me right now.
Well, just have to trust me. 7.
I do. 7. Chargers. Broncos.
Chargers.
Okay. One of those two.
You don't care.
I don't really care.
You switching to LA? You coming over?
Fine.
LA at 7. I mean, really, if it's the playoffs right now, who would you rather play? Divisional round.
Chargers.
1 versus 4.
I would say Chargers, even though I like the quarterback a lot more. I think Denver's defense is sort of terrifying.
Denver might have a defensive player of the year back-to-back year since a different guy.
I'm a little shook by how, you know, in a blender, the Falcons were able to put the Bills up front.
Oh, you watched that game?
And
that wasn't too late?
So I think Denver, I mean, I know the Bills handled that last year, no problem. They were coming in with, you know, this highly lauded defense, and it was not a problem. I think I would rather play the Chargers right now.
I think it's really close. Maybe you're saying that, too.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I said one or the other. I was,
you know,
waffling.
I wish I could have switched to Denver. Because the defense is good, but I really don't care. And Herbert's way more dangerous than Knicks. Like, who lights you up? Knicks will never light you up. Denver beats you with passes to the running back and takeaways and sacks. That's how Denver beats you. The Chargers could really outrace you. And they're throwing the ball this year. Their results are not so good, but they've got, I guess I want to say, at least 2 really good wide receivers. High picks. Jonathan is working out.
I'm pretty shook by the struggle it was for them just this past week and the loss last week. I think those games, recency bias, like I feel like that pushes them down below Denver to me.
West to East, 1 o'clock, but
their 2 starting tackles are also out. They won't get Slater back next year, but Alt's going to come back.
Yeah, right.
All right, L.A., it is written at 7-6.
Denver? I mean, if we were waffling so hard about which order to put them in, I feel like Denver should be next.
I'll throw out a name. Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, is Lamar Jackson healthy yet? Because they are still 1-5, and even then, that defense is rough.
I want to go Denver 6, Baltimore 5.
Make it so. Who does Denver? Who does Baltimore have this week?
Bye. Bills and Ravens.
Oh, that's
are
right.
On
they're
bye.
On the bye. Okay.
Yeah, only two teams.
Right.
Next week, it fantasy players, six teams are on
it
bye.
It sounds like they're expecting Jackson back next week.
It does,
though,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
it has.
That's not the same as is he healthy though.
It has, correct. But they're not going to pull the plug at 1-5, right? Like they'll
right.
Give it another loss or two.
Right, and I would think he would even feel that. I guess if I were he and I were and we were they, I would feel compelled to sort of push him in.
Well said.
Even if he's not 100%, right? Like as dangerous as that can be, your season is on the line. Get out there and do whatever you can.
And that's the thing. I mean, you drop to 1-6, you might have an honest conversation of let's scrap it.
Right.
Let's scrap it.
Bye week, home to the Bears at Miami, prime time next two. 4. Bills. No, is that crazy?
I'm good with Bills here.
New England above the Bills? Wow, really?
I don't want to put my name on that. So I want to object to New England being above the Bills.
No objection has been noted.
I think
overruled.
I think New England goes. I would want New England next.
Yeah.
I know they beat them head to head, but come on. They play 10 times. What are we talking? 7 Bills wins? 6? I know they're already in a 1-0 hole or 0-1 hole here, but come on.
I think it's just, for me, it's the talent right now for the Bills. I don't know what that defense will even look like when everyone's healthy, the suspended guys come back. I also don't really know if a trade for Jacoby Myers is going to really change the identity of the offense all that much.
Who's trading for Jacoby Myers?
The Bills.
Bills.
Oh.
Where with New England, like they got the juice from the quarterback playing incredibly well.
All right, well, whatever. If I'm outvoted, I'm outvoted.
I want to go to New England.
I'm going to pivot to New England.
Yeah. Okay. Is that allowed?
I mean, it works for me. I did not want this to end up with New England rated below.
3 Bills.
Three Bills. Yeah, sure.
2
Chiefs.
Colts.
Well, Colts. Chiefs are 1.
Well, is it
a group? I can do that.
Colts 2?
Yep. I sort of like that. Last week, my idea was I don't want Tennessee to be last because I like Cam Ward. I did not say it at the outset of this exercise, but I thought it would be really fun if the Chiefs ended up 1.
Fun?
Yeah. Just, you know, clicks.
Yeah. Sure. We're all reaping the... Just raking in the money on the clicks. The reverse AFC power rankings clicks.
All that ad revenue.
Quick follow-up question in a moment. Reverse AFC power rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Yes, the game is a week and a half out. Where would Carolina land on this list?
Maybe just above the Raider-Bengal tier, I think. I wouldn't put them ahead of any of the teams that I think are live for the playoffs in the AFC.
Or below.
However,
they
yes.
beat Miami close. Yeah, they might not be favored neutral site against, like, the Raiders, right? Somewhere in there, 12-ish?
So I think, yeah, in that range. Okay. Like, you said tier break. At one point, after the Raiders, before the Bengals, like, I don't think I need a tier break between the Bengals and the Raiders. I think the Panthers would be right in there.
Okay. And I think that's right. I think that's probably right. Today, Eric Wood joins us at 4. Hopefully, he got out of Atlanta. I mean, he had a tough time getting in. He got in, and he had a tough time getting out. We'll talk to Eric about things as the Bills enter the bye week and a break. Sal Capaccio, much the same. That'll be at 5. The Sabres are home to the Senators. Game at 7, pregame at 6. Paul Hamilton will join us then. I mean, the Bills have lost 2 in a row. Yesterday, fans were, I mean, banging on the door to tell us what they think the problems are. Go for it. 803-0550. We're here. to tell you what we think about your take. And we'll see what comes after the break. Mike Schope and the Bulldog, WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When people say, where is their X receiver? Where is the guy who's like, man, that guy that you're saying, hey, in crunch time, this is who we got to go to. To me, it's James Cook. And I'm finding a million ways to get him the football. I think you even look at like San Francisco and what they do with Christian McCaffrey. I think of the big moments of the Bills and the playoffs in the years past. I think of the big moments and big games for them. To me, it goes back to not just a Josh Allen crazy play, big runs from James Cook, big possessions where they give the ball to him a lot and they get some momentum and get going offensively and it opens everything else up for him.
Two questions. Andrew Whitworth there. One, is he right? Is James Cook the key to all this? Because if he is, I'm just so not, I shouldn't even be here anymore. I just, he's really the key to all this? To maybe, if it's not unfair, summarize what I just heard?
I do think it's, I mean, this came up a lot when the contract was being debated. The merits of giving out the contract extension were being debated. Who's the next most explosive slash important slash dangerous, whatever word you want to put on it, player on that offense? I think it is Cook. It does shine a light on the failure to arm yourself with, you know, dangerous pass catchers. But I think he is the most explosive guy on that offense outside of Allen. But to hear him, like Whitworth, talk about, you know, like San Francisco uses McCaffrey. I don't know.
I know.
Right. Okay. I'm being nice with I don't know. That sounds a little nutty to me. But
do you think of the Bills' playoff success over the last 3 years being James Cook related? There's the play in Kansas City. It was okay. I don't need to say the same thing every time. Question two. Where does it sound like when you listen to Andrew Whitworth right there, he's from? Maybe I should have asked that first when it's fresher in your mind.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you know where he's from?
I don't.
We like Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah, I do. I like him on the Prime show.
He's from Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay.
Monroe.
That doesn't sound it doesn't sound that Louisiana-y.
No, it's to sort me. Of like a
yeah. Maybe he's worked he's at that because he wants to be a broadcaster.
He is a broadcaster. He is a broadcaster.
I wonder how much he worked at that.
Said a broadcaster.
And when he started, if it took work at all, I don't know. Maybe he just never had the heavy accent.
Yeah, I don't know his history, except for the fact that at Pro Football Reference it says he was born in Monroe, Louisiana. I took the opportunity there to say it a second time.
Thank you.
Let's go to Rick here. Hi, Rick. Rick, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the radio. I can hear your turn signal.
Oh, okay. I was just I watched all the games. Been a Bills fan for 50 more years, but the Pens defense seems like they're totally lost. They don't even know what they have. No idea what's going on. Whether it's short pass or long pass. I don't know if it's who calls the defense on that, the middle linebacker or the safeties. I mean, it's really confusing because it seems like other teams can just run whatever they want, and it's confusing. That and we got to do better. I don't know if it's the personnel or the coaching. Honestly, it seems like maybe we ought to go to something like a free safety with two safeties. And do something like that because something's got to change.
Yeah.
Run all over us.
Not unlike the offense, the defense is called by the coordinator up above, Bobby Babich, but the middle linebacker, Bernard, usually is the guy with the green dot on the helmet. Now, when he goes out, I'm not sure who takes over. Who's next in line there? Because Shaq Thompson hasn't been here that long, although he knows the scheme from Carolina. And they already do have two safeties out there. But your premise, I agree. I heard Tasker and Brownie talking about this, if not yesterday, today, one of the days on the way in, that a lot of their defense right now looks like guys are going to where they're supposed to go and, like, carrying out their assignments and then the controller breaks. Like, I'm responsible for this area. I'm here. And then, like, you're not reacting to Rapp, I think, is especially guilty of this. Rapp is the deep safety a lot. And if there's nothing coming his way, he has to get somewhere else. And he seems extremely slow to me to react to that. Like, he's just watching it all. And no one is angling his way, and he still is just sort of, he's on the balls of his, he's active. He's like an infielder waiting for the pitch to go, but he's not going anywhere. And then he reacts, and it's too late. And I think that's happening a lot on the defense. I'm singling him out because he's easy to see doing it on certain cutups that you see on social media, where he's deep, Bishop might be up more near the line of scrimmage or something, and Rapp just does not react. Now, he's the last guy back. He wants to be, I think, super careful about that, but still, there has to be, you're eliminating a man from the defense if that's how he's playing. And that, to me, has to change. But I think that's happening frequently all around the field, where guys just aren't ready for, nobody's jumping anything. They're just being extremely careful about their assignments. And I don't know if that's because there's new moving pieces in too many places or athletically they just don't have it or what, but there's a lot to me of non-reaction once the ball is about to be delivered.
Yeah, you said it all. Thanks, Rick. Let's go to Louie next. Hi, Louie.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know what, guys? I've listened to you guys for a long, long time. I've listened to Bulldog when he had his own show for many years.
Yep.
And I'll say something. I've been watching this game. I'm not a coach or I'm not a professional or anything like that. But you know what? I used to watch Jim Kelly throw the bloody ball all over the field to Thurman Thomas, and Thurman, and we never complained about him being misused or not or whatever, whatever. James Cook is the second best weapon that we had by far next to Josh Allen. Why in God's green earth are we not throwing the ball to him?
Because he's not good at it.
Point the finger right at Joe Brady.
He's not good at it.
Yes, he is.
Not really.
He's good at catching the ball.
He's okay. He's okay. I mean, I think of him dropping big passes more than I think of him making big plays.
When was the last time we threw the ball to him consistently?
What's consistently?
What's consistently? I'd say about at least 5-6 times a game.
I don't know. Ever? Did they ever do that?
Not more. I mean, James Cook was a great back catching the ball in college.
Not really.
He was really good. Well, did he not fumble the ball when he was a running back too? I think he's good. We got to do something. At least try to give him the ball. He's the second best weapon. You'd agree that. He's the second best weapon.
I just said the exact same thing. Yes, I think he is that right now. And I'd be open to seeing what I think on Monday night, their inability to handle the blitz that they had to know was coming. I mean, I recognize that the Falcons had, you know, an extra week, and maybe they did had a bunch of tendency breakers, right? That different blitz looks, like, you know, looks that previously this year hadn't been blitzes, were, you know, whatever. They could have had a leg up on the Bills because of that. But the bottom line is, you know that they're aggressive that way and it's coming. And I just don't think the Bills had enough of a plan in place, aside from like keeping an extra guy in on the first play of the game. That worked, by the way, to hit the long one to Palmer. They just didn't have, and to me, the running back catching passes is a pretty reasonable antidote to a blitz-heavy scheme. And they just never got there.
I want to be able to produce a chart, but I don't have one sitting on my lap here. He has 109 catches in 55 career games. That's not even two a game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They've never thrown the ball to James Cook, like, consistently. Why? He might not be as good at it as you think. Big drops. It's all right. Just like everything with him, it's fine. It's also, I want to say, correlated to Allen running. The statues throw the ball to the running back in the flat because they can't move. So they leak out Kyren Williams, and Matthew Stafford's like, go, because he's not running. I mean, he's not running ever. Like, just one example. Allen is going to run on those plays. They don't want to flip the ball to James Cook on first and 10. They want to line him up in the eye and run three tight ends out of the field and get 5 yards that way, which I don't disagree with. I feel like that's relatively effective. So there's really no need for – he can be the second best, most explosive player on the team. Every team literally has a second most explosive guy. It doesn't really tell you what you want to know, which is like, all right, well, what does that mean? What can I do with this? If the Bills wanted to have Josh Allen not run anymore, then okay, I can throw 4 or 5 targets a game to James Cook. I can do that, but I think I'd rather have Allen run. That's just me. Sean is next. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I guess what I want to say is, like, when you asked the question earlier, what the problem is, like, the offense, you know, the offense scares me. We have some problems, but I feel like they can figure it out. If they're on, we can stay with anybody, regardless of having a number one receiver or not. They find a way to get it done most days. The defense, to me, going back, we've just gotten softer every year. Going back to before, even before the 13 seconds of Kansas City, I feel like we've gotten softer each year. We've never had a real good identity as a defense, and we're struggling for that. For somebody who's supposed to be a defensive guru, I would hope you would have figured it out by now. I'm not saying he should be fired. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying I don't understand what the problem is, and that's what I'm struggling with, is why have they not been able to figure it out better than they have so far? That's my opinion, for what it's worth.
Well, for me, it's like this. I don't think McDermott really needs to be questioned, deserves to be questioned when it comes to coaching defense. Don't we know? Hasn't he proven that? Didn't he get the job through that? Like, do we really think like he just doesn't know play calls or schemes or how to game play? Do we really think that? I really don't think that. They have had significant changes. They went years with two stellar safeties on the field every play for like 5 years in a row. They never even took a playoff, Hyde and Poyer. Well, they're gone. And then last year it came down, and this year it's about the same or worse. Trey White is old. And then you can get to Milano here. You can get to Oliver missing a month. He was back. I mean, there's a list.
And how good is Bernard without all that support around him?
That's right.
All that other stuff. Like, he, if you're looking for him to lift everyone up, that might be a mistake. I don't know that he's that good a player. Like, he looked extremely valuable when he landed, but he was in a pretty cushy spot. They were very stable all around him.
Yes, and their first-round pick has not seen the field yet because he's injured, which I can't and won't blame them for. Like, that, he would be on the field all the time if he weren't injured, Hairston. Doesn't mean he has to be good, but like that was their move. They needed a corner. They drafted one, and he got hurt. I mean, I feel like that they deserve that benefit of the doubt with him. So I don't know when he plays, but they could use him. Right? We could agree on that. They could use him.
For sure.
All right, let's take a break. Eric Wood coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.